the story of the wordless book. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, number 356, titled The Story of the Wordless Book. Beloved, I am here to remind you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Dr. Baedeker, who for many years lived in England, obtained through a Russian princess permission from the government of Russia to visit all prisons and penitentiaries in the Russian Empire, to give Bibles and testaments to the prisoners. An interesting incident has been told of a visit in a Siberian penitentiary where an official conducted the doctor in his visit and said, "We have at present a murderer in our charge." "Have I seen him?" the doctor asked. "No, he is in solitary confinement," the official replied. "Take me to his cell, please," the doctor said. Preceded by wardens, the doctor stumbled down the stone steps into a dark basement and in a gloomy dungeon. The object of their search was discovered. Dr. Baedeker offered the man a New Testament, but pitifully he said, "I cannot read. Thank you." Here, then, is the very thing for you. You can read this, and it teaches the important truth that you should know. The doctor produced a little wordless book with its pages of black, red, white, and gold. The convict opened it, looked at the pages, and after gazing some time said, "What is this? I do not understand." Well, the doctor replied, "The black is for sin, and this is not a racial statement, but a biblical metaphor. The black is for sin, your sin and mine. Sin against God and man, sin in the heart and in the life. Black as night, black as death, black with coming judgment." Again, this is not a racial statement, but a biblical metaphor. Scripture, the Holy Word of God, the Bible, says in Isaiah 53:6, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." Red represents the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. By this alone, dark sin can be put away and the soul cleansed. The Bible says in Isaiah 53 verse 5, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." The white leaf represents the perfect salvation of the soul through the Lord Jesus Christ. His abundant pardon of every sin to those who repent and come to God through him, the complete righteousness that is accounted to the sinner through faith. He is then clean every whit. The Bible says in Isaiah 1:18 that if you trust Christ as Savior, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Gold stands for glory, heaven. Dear friend, heaven awaits those who trust in Christ as their personal Savior. Trembling, the prisoner took the little book, turning its pages. His eyes thoughtfully scanned each leaf. After some time had elapsed, the doctor asked kindly, "You are able to read that little book, are you not?" "Yes, I can read it, thank God," the prisoner replied. And as he looked into the face of the doctor, big, unfamiliar tears fell upon his chained hands. "Thank you, sir, a thousandfold for bringing such a message to such an unworthy wretch as I am." Degrees of guilt we must acknowledge exist, but sin is sin, whatever its nature. We are assured in Romans 3:23 in the Holy Word of God, the Holy Bible, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Simon the Pharisee might be only a 50 pence debtor, and the woman of the city 500, but each alike were dependent upon grace. In the Holy Bible, Luke chapter 7, verse 42 says, "And when they had nothing to pay, he, the Lord, frankly forgave them both." The Bible states in Acts 10:43 that whosoever believeth in him, Jesus Christ, shall receive remission of sins. That's why we can sing the song, "Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow." Dear friend, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shalt be saved. If you are willing to trust Jesus Christ with all of your heart, believing on him that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, so that you can go to heaven, the city of gold, when you die, and not go to that awful place called hell, please pray with me what is called the sinner's prayer, believing in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you. Repeat after me. and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. To name a few, Lord, I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents before. I have taken your holy name in vain. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul and forgive me of all of my sins, these and others, as well as my failures and my faults. As I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who paid my sin debt, I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and to follow you in the new life. For it is in your holy name I pray, Lord Jesus. Amen. Dear friend, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to follow Jesus, if you have decided to trust Jesus as your Savior, after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Jesus Christ as Savior, visit gospellightsociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. The tract or the pamphlet this podcast is based on is written by J.W.H. Nichols and published by Gospel Tract Society, a non-profit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this tract online at gospeltractsociety.org. God bless you, dear friend, until next time.